Okay, thanks.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dr. Lucas. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Thanks for taking this time. I appreciate it. I think I made clear to you that I'm doing this Wit and Wisdom book on Dr. Von Braun. It's really a revival of something I did more than 25 years ago, published in Germany only, and to which Dr. Michael Neufeld alluded the other night.
Yeah.
And it's never been published in English, and so I'm updating and expanding it. Close relationship with the Von Braun team and the good doctor. You came here, I understand, as a PFC to Redstone with a PhD in 57. Did you already have your doctorate?
57, it was 54.
Oh, okay. I see. Oh, yes, I'm misreading some material here. 54 is the date. So you, now when you left the Army, what happened?
Well, I left the Army in, I guess, June or July, probably June of 1956.
Mm-hmm.
And I was through with 2 years. I think they actually cut it back to 23 months for a budget exercise.
I see. It's probably not vital for this purpose.
It was then the research projects office of the Army Pistol Missiles.
I see, I see.
I was a division chief.
Right, as at a tender age, it sounds like. What I'm especially looking for, in addition to just good background information and increasing my understanding of Dr. Von Braun and his nature and character and personality, interested in both humorous and man and how he conducted himself and his manners and mannerisms and all of that, character traits and what have you. What's your first significant recollection of him? Do you remember your first meeting? Did you ever travel with him?
Oh yeah.
Any quotable little vignettes or stories related to that? You know, interesting episodes or?
Well, there's one that I remember speaking of traveling. It was as the Mercury program was being implemented. Von Braun took the plane with the people, including myself and a whole bunch of others, up to Langley, where the elements of what became the Johnson Center were still housed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Von Braun said, well, we'll see about that. That's how the meeting ended.
Yes, yes, is that right? Obviously, the Gemini program. Yeah.
It was the Gemini they were working on.
Hmm.
They were excluding, trying to exclude Marshall.
Sure. And I guess since the Atlas was used for that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
As a launch vehicle?
Yeah, right.
But Marshall, or what became Marshall, did have a role in that.
Oh, yeah. Von Braun went to headquarters. He got the assignment of being involved in the vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Now, was that just bureaucratic turf battles, or was there any... I suspect it didn't come down to personal animosities or anything like that, but strictly I guess Medeiros was the first commanding general of that, wasn't he, right?
I don't remember the exact timing, whether he arrived at the same time as he formed it as the war first.
Right, 56.
But anyway, there was a meeting, and Medeiros gave a standard pep talk. Thank you.
Right.
Kyle Ritter would introduce Widener as his Pope.
Oh, that is good, and I had heard that.
A puff of white smoke. Well, I don't know that they put up a puff of white smoke.
Right.
The counterpart.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. Right.
So, it was always funny the way he'd introduce Widener. He'd often do it that way.
Mm-hmm. And they literally, the lab directors were closeted and had that meeting and made the selection and
yeah, right.
Came out with the choice.
Right. That's good. I don't know how long it took.
Right.
He left it up to them.
That would have been in the mid-60s, early?
Oh, I don't know. You'd have to, yeah.
Okay.
No, I guess it would have been before 62, because I left.
Oh, okay.
So I guess it would have been sometime in the early 60s.
Right. And at your position when you left Marshall was what your title?
I was still a division chief in the, I guess it was the research projects. It might have been at some point it became space science.
Sure. Science singular or plural?
I think.
Sciences. Oh, okay, I can look that up.
I really don't remember. Just
sure.
That name change to phrase would be.
Right.
Came in the NASA in the 60s, I think maybe it did.
But you worked under Ernst's direction there.
Initially, when I first came in 53, 54, I was under Dalton Teal.
Mm-hmm. I see. By the way, I talked with him recently. Any recollections regarding his family? I do have a number of anecdotes, and some never really published before, all positive or, let's say, interesting or whatever about Maria or the children,
well,
or him as a father. Have any peculiar knack of his own for if someone was getting a bit long-winded of bringing them to a close, or
not that I remember,
okay.
But he did. No, he did gracefully.
Sure.
Wasn't abrasive.
That does take